On the opposite wall, almost as if you were looking at each other, is a portrait of you in younger years. If you would tell me about the circumstances of that.
Oh, one really shouldn't have a photograph of yourself in your own drawing room. But it means an awful lot to me because I served on for 1 year in the Air Force after I married. And during that time, I had to be out quite a lot. And on one of my visits away, my husband had this portrait painted from a photograph. And this was to be a very surprise first anniversary present to me. And I was so touched because I never thought that anyone would want to have a portrait of me. And then suddenly to be given one by one's very dear husband was indeed a wonderful surprise, and I'm certainly not going to take the portrait down now.
Would you please tell me about the young woman that we see smiling out at us from that canvas? What was she like in those days?
Oh, I wasn't so young. I was director of the Women's Royal Air Force. And I had lots and lots on my plate waiting to be done. But I loved it. I loved working with people. I got an enormous admiration for the men in the Royal Air Force and indeed for our own women in the Air Force.
At that time, was there a greatly developed women's corps, or were you a part of establishing the women's component of the Royal Air Force?
No, of course, I'd been in the Air Force for 28 years. I'd been through all sorts of different phases of the Air Force. But by the time I was director, and before that, we had become a part of the Royal Air Force, and my commission was in the Royal Air Force, not into the Women's Royal Air Force. There was no separate service. It was just a convenient term to show that we were women and that in certain respects we might have to be treated differently from men because of different physical stature. But But in the early days, of course, there was a separate corps, which was the Women's Auxiliary Air Force. And I belonged to that during the war. I joined before the war.
At that time, was it still rather unusual for a woman in uniform in that branch of the service?
Not really. I mean, when war broke out and we women were sent in sort of detachments of 50 or so to various RF stations, you did come across some of elderly men who were very shocked at having women and wouldn't allow them in the officers' mess. And one friend of mine who was made the mess catering officer had to have her meals behind a screen in the officer's mess all by herself. It was ridiculous. And I think of that and think that now that I, later on, I lived in a senior officer's mess and for 2 years, and I was the only woman in that mess.
As Air Commandant, do I have that title correct?
Yes.
As Air Commandant, I would assume then that a great many men worked under or for you.
Not particularly as air commandant, but they did when I was commanding a station, when I was a group officer, a group captain. And then, indeed, I had rather more men on the permanent staff than women, and a lot of national service men for whom I had great admiration. And they seemed to find life in the service very interesting, so much so that after they were demobilized, they used to come back at weekends and stay on the camp. They had sort of reunions every so often because they all admitted it was one of the happiest times of their lives.